afternoon, Beijing. Seems you are in great shape, even in the afternoon time. Actually, we're going to have very interesting sessions this afternoon. Before we start, I have several questions for you. Actually, I was asked by some friends who played the role of the alien this morning. Handsome guy? Mr. Alien? Patrick? Ah, Patrick played the alien. Thank you so much for the great performance. So I'm going to talk about mixed reality, but before that, another question for you. Any one of you that has no idea about MR? Okay. At the HoloLens booth, I saw two colleagues were trying it. They were quite excited, and they said that, well, let's try the AR. But someone else said, no, it's not AR, it's MR. So it is MR, basic background information. As you can see, for many years, we've been working very hard to realize human-machine interface, or the human-computer environment system. We have Cortana, Inking. We have many ways to enhance the interaction between man and machines or computers. Later, people ask how man can interact with the environment, the temperature, air quality. We depend on sensors to collect data. Okay, how can we combine the three elements, human-computer environment? How to make sure that human and computer can both feel the environment and human and computer can interact with each other in a certain particular environment? So that comes the concept of MR, mixed reality. You must have tried different types of devices, particularly the right one, the VR stuff. I guess most of you have tried the VR through your mobile phone. I did the same. I wore it for 5 minutes, and that was enough. Because you had a very limited freedom of moving around. You can simply move left, right, up, down, very small range. You cannot feel the ambient environment. So here you can see the 3DOF. Do you know what does 3DOF mean? Anyone knows it? We have, similarly, we have a 6DOF. So that gentleman who raised your hands, could you please explain what it means? Great. Three dimension of freedom. Later, we had the PC-based VR device. As you can see, there are some external peripherals, so users can move their head left, right, up, and down, and even their body can move forward and backward. However, when you try to set up the environment, it can be very complicated. I go to a shopping mall, I see a VR demo show zone. It's fairly space consuming, and the exhibitor has to set up a lot of sensors. It can be very costly, I mean, in terms of resources. But when it comes to mixed reality of Microsoft, you will see something quite different. I have a colleague, Mr. Wang Bo, who will show you the MR environment. Look, a hologram. When Wang Bo moves, the 3D articles do not change. They are in compliance with the physical environment. So the user moves, walks, and all the items, their positions change correspondingly. And the users can also do some basic gestures, control the items and the environment. Very nice convergence between the human and the environment. And also you can change the perspective so that the user will have clearer view of the 3D items. For instance, the Paul VR data, the simulated smart factory, you can get a lot of insight. Thank you, Wang, for the show. It's a fantastic demo. Okay, So how can we do it through MR? Do not look at the walking man. You just focus on the table. As you can see on the right column, SLAM. For those who know MR for the first time, it is probably also your first time to get the concept of SLAM. And the SLAM is unique to MR because there is no SLAM to AR. It has a very unique, a very cool function. It can scan your physical environment in real-time manner. As you can see, the picture on the right side, when you enter the HoloLens portal, the physical environment is scanned again and again in real time. This device is feeling the physical environment just as humans do. Still another basic information. The left side is physical reality, and the right side is the digital reality. And today, many devices, many developers are working on AR. And this morning, you saw the AR demo put an alien on a piece of paper. At the same time, we also work on VR, which completely replaces the physical environment. However, what we do at Microsoft is actually to mix the two. We work in the middle. We have the holographic concept. We have hologram, HoloLens. You can see through the lens and see the real physical environment. But on top of that, the virtual images are added to the see-through environment. And but we are not confined there. We do more. We offer an immersive experience to our users. You won't feel dizzy after minutes of wearing the devices. Wang Bo showed you the device. And he's quite used to getting dizzy, but he told me that he was quite comfortable with the MR device. So the physical reality and digital reality in the middle is the space of the work of Microsoft. So we call it a mixed reality or MR platform. So for Microsoft, there is no VR or AR. What we do is MR. We, on the side of MR, I mean bringing digital reality into physical reality, we also have a lot of partners, as you can see from the slide. Okay, a few more words about HoloLens. HoloLens has been released for a while. Many of you have already tried, and many partners have made their own great product designs. We have six big scenarios. As you can see, there is a commonality between all the six scenarios. They can be very costly. And within these six verticals, they need advanced devices, a nice devices to support their work, be it design or education or government or healthcare or manufacturing or entertainment, retail. Cannot, you will not touch it, you will not smell it, but you can see all the remaining parts. You will acquire a lot of information and insights. So we have many developers sitting in this room. When you do your development, you may start with this six scenarios or verticals. Of course, HoloLens Co. can go even further, but these six can serve as your entry point. We showed you some devices this morning. Actually, we can offer you even more. Many of them are contributed by our partners. The MR platform matters a lot. I talked to VR developers. And if you've ever tried a VR development, you will know that the biggest pain point is that there are too many APIs, too many platforms, too many devices. And also from the perspective of a VR device maker, their pain point is that there are too complicated standards and APIs. So with that said, we at Microsoft, we offer create a unified development platform on which developers will do their own development according to their own devices and on their own selected platforms. And you see the motion controller on the left side. Many vendors have the problem that is the absence of common standards. And Microsoft solved the problem. We offer the industry a set of standards and APIs. We use a unified set of APIs to support diversified development jobs. There are two LCD displays, and the definition can reach 1400 times 1400. And the cost can be brought down significantly. We very much hope that developers will create your own MR applications for the HoloLens. Then what is the difference, or what are the differences? As you can see from the demo, you can move freely when you wear a HoloLens device. You can walk forward, backward, and the user scenarios are much more diverse. You see the startup UI is very different compared to VR. Another difference is on the left side, if you use an MR device, you don't have to install a lot of sensors. You just put on the HoloLens, and then you will feel what you need to feel. You don't have to set up the environment, and you can obtain the six dimensions of freedom. Another concept is inside out and outside in. Have you ever heard of that? For some devices, we do need sensors that are outside in. But for MR devices, be it HoloLens or third-party devices, the machine, the device, automatically scans your environment, and this is what we call inside out. Our SDK and our app stores are all the same. So the efficiency is improved, and many more opportunities are created for our developers. Then what kind of preparation should developers do make? I've been addressing on Windows platform, Windows devices, and I can feel it's more and more difficult. I cannot put all these logos onto one single page of slide because there are too many. So now we have a universal Windows platform. We have the same SDK to support your development work. If you want to develop a MR device, you need to have Visual Studio 2015 to start your MR development, or even 2017. And also you need a Windows 10 SDK. You'd better update it, because the update version, we support the we have the portal, developers portal. And of course, if you're an expert, you may also use DRX to do the development. There are many 2D developers. We have two categories, 2D and 3D developers. For 2D, be it 3D reality, well, it's basically the 3D developers, the world, but I think the 2D developers don't have to worry. Actually, you can put your video or the Fluent Design application. There is a function, a magnifying function. You can magnify it so you will feel that you're just sitting in a cinema and seeing all the images.
I could actually set up Office application, browser, and the 2D game. For 3D developers, all your skills could be leveraged in MR. One thing to be emphasized, that is the combination of 2D and 3D. In such a scenario, well, a reader is reading blogs, news, that is in a browser or a 2D application. We could side by side present a 3D application in the same platform. This is a mixed presentation of 2D and 3D. If you are a 3D developer, you are very familiar with URX. All your skills could be leveraged in MR. On the top, you will find shader, material. All the 3D functions, skills could be used. In the morning, Jojo has made the demonstration. All your 3D experiences could be used in our MR platform. Our scaling, gesture, voice, spatial, all this HoloLens experiences. Actually, for HoloLens users, they will have the spatial feel. So these are new ways of interactions that could be added to your 3D modeling. 3D developers might ask, do I need many APIs to add those? Do I need to get to know them one by one? No. We have a Holo toolkit. We have a lot of open source tools from GitHub for you to use. You could use them, and like switch, spatial sum, gesture, sharing. It's like another device could get information from the other device. We share the same 3D object and the space. All these services could be integrated to the HoloLens AMR applications through some middleware, and there are some differences. For example, gesture input. In the third-party AMR device, you need to set controllers, or you need some third-party peripherals to enable it. Besides, the AMR experience of HoloLens will also encourage cross-device experience. The 3D model you build could be shared on your PC, laptop, mobile phone, and HoloLens. The same 3D background and objects could be roaming among different devices. We have an example. Another brainstem's VR device and third-party MR device and Microsoft's HoloLens could share the same game. We could use these different devices, play the same game, look at the same 3D object. HoloLens itself is a smart device. Besides the front-end features, we need more capabilities like AI, cloud computing, big data for better experiences. As what we have showed in the demo, the entire, you know, why in the entire scenario, we could see the vivid presentation of the smart plant. And also, we have a smart assistant in HoloLens through cognitive services of Microsoft. We could actually have a speech recognition. We could interact with the smart assistants of the HoloLens in natural ways like through speech. And we could also do emotional detection. We could do facial detection. So it's AI, cloud, plus HoloLens, it's end-to-end solution. Today, we have talked many things, and it's impossible for us to tell you everything in such a short time. We do have some resources, like our WeChat account and our URL for Microsoft developers. If you want to actually develop mixed reality applications, you could go to the developer center to get more information. It will guide you step by step how to move your 3D or 2D models to the MR platform. We could also offer more programs like tomorrow's workshop to help you. I would also like to thank my partners, and they skipped their lunch to actually prepare for this demo. You should not wait for MR. You should be well prepared to develop MR applications. Hope to see your MR applications in Windows Store.